If you look at the data, West Virginia has enough pediatricians to cover the number of children here. What there aren't enough of is many pediatric specialists, such as pediatric allergists, neurologists, or rheumatologists. That's forcing many families to seek care out of state.
Lori Laxton met me at McDonald's in Beckley. When her daughter was 4, she began having trouble with her kidneys. The closest pediatric urologist was at the University of Virginia Medical Center, 3.5 to 4 hours away from her home in Pineville. A few years later, her son was diagnosed with general epilepsy. The closest neurologist was in Charleston, almost 2 hours away. Although closer, that experience didn't go well.
He pretty much looked at us and said, "Your son will have seizures. Get over it and go on."
Laxton didn't accept that diagnosis and ended up driving farther for a second opinion. That experience went better, so she continued making the 3 to 4 hour trip with her son. A pediatric cardiologist based in Morgantown, Larry Rhodes, says pediatric and adult subspecialties are totally different ballgames.
Well, because there's really a lot of difference between, let me just use Pete's cardiology as an example. What we take care of as pediatric cardiologists is not the same thing that adult cardiologists take care of. The only thing we really share is the word cardiologist. We're actually two completely different specialties.
In 2014, Rhodes set up a specialty pediatric clinic in Summersville. 12 days a month, about 10 different pediatric specialists now come to the central part of the state to see patients. He also helped facilitate the development of 8 pediatric cardiology clinics across the state.
My ultimate goal would be that no child would leave West Virginia for care. You know, but there are some specialties that we don't have. And sometimes the wait time to get into to see a specialist in these specialties that only have one or two providers is prohibitive.
Sending specialists out to communities helps bridge the gap. But Rhodes points out, travel eats into how much time physicians have to actually see patients. So efforts to expand in-state access to specialists includes improving access to telemedicine services. Those efforts are hindered by a lack of reliable statewide broadband.
So we kind of put it together with duct tape. I mean, we do the best we can, and we get someplace where we can do, telemedicine, and then we have the patients, they may have to come some distance to get there.
But ultimately, if we can improve broadband access, that could help solve the problem, he says, giving patients better access and more choice. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Kara Lofton.
Appalachia Health News is a project of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, with support from the Benedim Foundation, Charleston Area Medical Center, and WVU Medicine.